skin. You know, when I was in the country growing up, they used to get down on your skin and people used to pick them out.
Oh, I can't think of the name of it now.
If you're walking in the woods without boots,
Chigger.
All right. Okay. What are the insects, some green and some brown, that hop along in the grass in the summertime?
Frogs.
No, these are little insects. They hop. They hop along in the grass in the summertime.
Oh, grasshoppers.
All right. Have you ever heard people call them hoppergrasses?
Yeah, hoppergrasses.
Okay, now, but you prefer grasshoppers, right? Okay. This is a small fish used for bait.
Minnows.
Okay. What do you find stretched across the corners of the room when it hasn't been cleaned? Probably some up in the corners.
Cobwebs.
Who makes those cobwebs?
Spiders.
All right. This is part of a tree underneath the ground. It's called a what?
Trunk.
All right. When you're pulling up a stump, you have to dig around and cut these things. What are they?
Taproots.
All right. Did you ever gather any special types of these to use or sell? Have you ever heard people gathering roots to use or sell?
Yeah, I had them all go in the garden wood and get black roots, to call it, and make tea out of it, sassafras tea, all that.
Did they do much good?
I don't know. They seem to be in this garden. You know, my mother them come along and old folks garden wood and get roots and make medicine and when the doctor thinking of.
All right.
Doctor come see and try with Donald Hayes.
Then try with Donald Hayes? Uh-huh. Oh my goodness, we need him today, don't we?
They go around and they go around and haul automobiles probably go around hauling buggies.
Uh-huh. But they use those roots for medication.
Yeah, medication, make tea out of it.
All right.
The cold.
For cold when you have cold. Oh. What kind of a tree is it that you tap for syrup?
For ten dinos?
No, for syrup. Do you know of any tree that you get syrup out of?
No, I don't. No.
Have you ever heard the name sugar maple?
Oh, yeah, maple tree. But
okay.
You don't get syrup out of maple tree.
You don't get syrup out of. I don't know. You don't get syrup out of a maple tree.
No.
Okay. What did you say before that you get out of the tree?
Down my pine tree.
Oh, okay. What do you call a place where there's a lot of rock maples growing where you get your sugar?
A lot of what?
A lot of rock maples growing. You might not be familiar.
Maple?
No, these are trees. And a lot of rock maples growing where you get your sugar.
What do you mean by this? Where you get sugar, make sugar, but you put in your coffee, sir?
Right.
Sugar tree.
Okay, right. Now, what, this is a kind of tree with broad leaves, which are shed all at one time, with bark that peels, with little knobs or balls, and with tough wood used for chopping blocks. What kind of tree is that?
That's an oak tree, a hickory tree.
All right. What does the word sycamore mean?
Yeah, it's a sycamore tree.
What kind of tree is a sycamore tree?
Oh, it's a tall, white-looking tree.
All right. Now, would you name some trees that are found in your community?
Oh, I got pine trees. Cedar tree, oak tree, red oak, black oak.
Oh, they're different.
Different
kinds of oak. Uh-huh. All right. What kind of tree did George Washington set down?
Cherry tree.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a shrub whose leaves become very red in the fall and is poisonous to some people?
Poison oak, they call it.
All right. But this is, okay. This shrub leaves turn very red. A sumach, have you ever heard of that?
Got a little red balls on it.
No, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this is any kind of bushes that make your skin break out when you brush against them.
No, that's poison oak.
All right. Do you have another name for poison oak?
Well, I don't know. It could be.
You had ever heard it called anything else? What about poison ivy?
Yep.